the Dallas Snyder, and it's Monday, September, date anybody?
8th.
Thank you, the 8th.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We weren't here last week, and it just seems like 2 years have gone by. I miss the class and miss all you people so much. And when I take a day off or a week off, it just seems like forever. So I'm delighted to be back. Also, this is a special month always, it's September. I love September because September is the time when we learn something. Remember when we were children, we go back to school. And I always got excited about going back to school. So I always use September to learn something new, to start something new. And I think it's a wonderful way to start a year out in September and use September this month to learn something new and to learn something new about yourself. All right, with that, what I would like you to do tonight, you know, I had said before that we're always trying to kick this thing up a notch to learn more so that we can go out there and have a prosperous life, an abundant life, and a life filled with money. And the way you're going to be able to do that, one of the ways, is you're going to have to start to really love yourself. It's always going to boil down to what you are thinking about yourself. Your life and the successes and failures in your life are all based on your self-esteem. So, I would like to go around the room and for you, Kathy, to turn and tell that young man, just say, I'm awesome, I'm one of a kind.
I'm awesome, I'm one of a kind.
Now you tell.
I'm awesome, I'm one of a kind.
Okay. I'm awesome, I'm one of a kind. I'm awesome, I'm one of a kind.
You mentioned it before.
I'm awesome, I'm one of a kind.
I'm awesome, I'm one of a kind. I'm awesome, one of a kind.
I'm awesome, I'm 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 one of a kind.
I'm awesome, one of a kind.
And I am awesome, and I'm one of a kind. Let's try to remember that. You remember we started several years ago, getting up in the morning and you're looking in the mirror and you're saying to yourself, wonderful, wonderful me. So if you're still doing that, now add how awesome you are. And remind yourself all day long how awesome you are. And also the idea that you're one of a kind. You know, we want to compare ourselves constantly to other people. You cannot compare yourself to anybody. There's no one like you. You see, you're the rarest of the rare. We are actually unicorns. There's no one like you. Try to find somebody else like you. Even identical twins are different. They may look very much alike, but they have differences. So remind yourself of that, how awesome you are. And that you are a unique individual. You are a unique individual. There is no one like you. And that you have come here, this plane of action, because you have something to offer that no one else has to offer. Only you can offer that because you are unique. So think of those things in the daytime. I get up every morning and say something wonderful about myself. That is how I start my day. I think of how wonderful my life is going, how wonderful it is going to be. And this is what you have to do. This is building self-esteem. This is building a whole new way of thinking. The whole idea of this teaching is to teach you that there's a completely different way to go through life than most people do. And that different way means learning to like yourself, learning to realize that we are intentional beings. What do I mean by the word intentional beings? We were created to hold spirit. And we hold spirit. People believe in evolution. There is such a thing as evolution. But you will never find the evolution of man. They cannot find the missing link. They will never find the missing link because we were created intentionally. And we were created intentionally so that we could hold this awesome power that we have within us. We can call it spirit, you can call it God, you can call it Harry for all I care. Or for all that this thing God cares. God does not care what you are calling it. You are the one that is caring. The other thing about this whole teaching is, you people come here week after week to learn something. And it is a completely God-based teaching. But you don't come here because you do not believe in God. You come here because you do not believe in yourself. And you must learn to believe in yourself. You must learn to realize that this power is in, as, and through you. And that you can use this power. That you're connected to this thing called God. Or you're connected to this thing called the universe. And that it is interacting with you all the time. This is what we want to learn. So, since this is September, we'll back up a little bit and talk about some of the things that we have already learned. Way back when I told people that were in metaphysics and they weren't manifesting and so forth, and they had gone to the different churches and different teachers and this, that, and the other thing, or read this book and that book, one of the things that I said to them, to you, is all writers in all the books that I know leave out step number one. So they already assume that you know step one. So they start you at step two. And unless you know step one, you cannot manifest things. And step one was learning that it is a mental world that you live in. And that you have to build on a mental equivalent. Man can only have what man can conceive in his mind, in his consciousness. If you want more money, you have to conceive that first in your mind. Once you conceive it in your mind, now you must convince yourself that you are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter enough to have it. You're saying. So you must do that. Remember, life is a do-it-yourself project. And always is starting with inside of you and working its way out. So it's going to be done with your thinking. It's going to be done with building a mental equivalent or a consciousness of wealth, a consciousness of money. You have to do that. And then it will start to manifest itself for you. So then we learn the mental equivalent. Then we learned that we were worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that we mattered. You see, unless you know those things, you can do one affirmation after the other. I gave a sheet out today of affirmations. Those affirmations come from Florence Shin. Florence Shin was a metaphysician many years ago. I love all the old metaphysicians because they're very down to earth, and they don't bother with the intellect, you see. The intellect is a wonderful thing, and people can be as intelligent as they want, but intelligence has nothing to do with this. The life of the organism is feelings. What are you feeling about yourself? You see? How are you feeling about yourself? Do you know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter? And do you feel that? Do you feel that? You see? So when I said earlier you don't come here because you're trying to have more faith in God, you're here because you're trying to have more faith in yourself. I think that this whole thing called God is a wonderful thing. And I am not against God in the least. But you have to realize that God is in you. And the highest form of worship that you can give God is to learn to love yourself. This is what it's all about. This is why you came to this plane of action, to realize that you're connected to God and that you love yourself, and that you love yourself enough to give yourself what you want in life. And stop allowing your mind to talk you out of it by telling you that you are not worthy, that you don't have enough education, that you don't have this, that, and the other thing. Give those ideas up. They mean nothing. That is race mind talking to you. That is what the world wants to teach you. Don't allow it to happen. One of the best things to remember is you must argue with your mind like a lawyer before a judge, and you must always make sure that you win. Always make sure that you win. I also am many times kid about giving away the secret of life. And I told a couple weeks ago, I said the three things that you must know and the three secrets to life are, you can do this and more. You have to remember that you can do this and more. What I can do, you can do. God does not show favorites. This man came called Jesus, and then he was Christed, so became Jesus Christ. Said that very thing. You can do this and more. So remember that. God does not show favorites. Jesus was not the only begotten son or daughter of God. Each and every one of us is a begotten son or daughter of God. We are connected to this thing. There is only one life. There's only one mind. And that is the life and mind of God. And we are all participating in that. So know that. You can do this and more. The other thing to remember is, all things are possible with God. You have to remember that when your mind says that that is not possible. Get the word impossible out of your vocabulary. Know that all things are possible with God. And what was the third one, Lori?
It is always going to be done unto you as you believe.
Always going to be done unto you as you believe. Not as I believe. You see, I cannot believe for you any more than I can eat for you. You must start to believe in yourself. And you must start to believe that all things are possible with God. So one of the other little things that I failed to tell you a way back when, and it just dawned on me this week when I was reading something else, and I went, oh my goodness, Del, she never told the class that. Order is the first law of heaven. Order is the first law of heaven. You must remember this. All wealthy people are orderly. What does that mean? That means if you're living in clutter and so forth, that is outpicturing your consciousness. You must have an orderly consciousness. You must have an orderly environment to live in. But order is the first law of heaven. So let's try during September to remember these things and to remember how awesome each and every one of us is. And what gifts we have to give and to share with other people. And then always be asking for more. Remember, we used to say more, please. More, please. It doesn't matter how much you have. You can ask for more. That's why it gives God great pleasure to give you the kingdom. God wants you to have everything. You see, unless you can prove that you can manifest, you're not proving God. Then God is nothing but a theory. God is nothing but some man sitting in a cloud somewhere that one day you think you're going to go see. Wonderful idea, but I doubt it's going to work that way. You have to take this power and you have to do something with the power. So you have to start with yourself knowing that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. With that, let's do the matter game. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Let that sink down. Let that do something for you. Do that to yourself. We used to have a young lady that came. She said she taught people at her work to do that. They ran around all day doing a little matter game. It's a wonderful thing. All these little things seem like gimmicks, but they're not. They absolutely work. All right, back a moment to Frank Shin and the little handout I gave you on affirmations and denial. Those are all very good affirmations and denial. But if they don't work for you, change them until they do work for you. You see, here again, it's always done unto you as you believe. Affirmations absolutely work, but they only work if they do something inside of you. You see, when I say money is always freely circulating in my life and I always have a divine surplus, I can feel something going on inside of me. If you say it and you can't feel that, then you have to change it till you do feel it. You have to change it into your own words. So many people run around doing affirmations, and you can do an affirmation till doomsday, but if it doesn't register inside of you, it's not going to help. Because here again, we're working with feelings. You have to feel something. You have to feel something. The life of the organism is feelings. We think of everything else, but when you boil down to it, the life of the organism is feelings. And when you realize that it's a mental world that you live in, and that your word has power, and that's what we're trying to teach here, that you are a powerful human being, that you're an awesome human being, and that you use a vocabulary, you use your words to manifest in your life. You know that words can hurt you. So you know how powerful words are. So you have to start to see what you're saying all the time. Especially what you're saying to yourself. If you make a mistake, do you say, oh, I'm an idiot? You get down on yourself for that. You see, you can't do that. You have to immediately forgive yourself. You have to immediately say, I'm an awesome human being. A mistake is just a mistake. It's instant karma, for goodness sake. It comes and it goes right away. Don't carry those things with you. Don't carry those things with you. I'm now going to pass a little walnut around. And on that walnut, you will see little Buddhas. Somebody had set and carved little Buddhas all through that walnut. I talked about that in one of the other classes. The reason why I love that so much is somebody saw Buddhas in the walnut. And the idea of life is to learn to see God in everything and in everybody. So when you look at something, you're not looking at the table. You're looking at God as a table. And you're not looking at each other. You're looking at God as that person. You see? God is individualized through each and every person. There's only God stuff. You can call it atoms if you want. But those atoms make up everything. They're just rearranged in different patterns to form different things. But it's all God. And this is what we want to learn, that everything is God. Now, if you know that everything is God, what do you think? You only have one problem, a God problem. You see? It just is so simple. It boils down to just one thing. God. If you're having a problem, two things a problem. It's got to be a God problem. There are no other problems out there but God problems. So what do I mean by that? If you're into lack and limitation at the present moment, you're not seeing God, because God is abundance, God is prosperity, and God is money. God is not lack and limitation. Your mind is showing you an appearance of lack and limitation, and you are buying in to that appearance. So you have to see abundance everywhere. For people who are new here, the title of this class is Prosperity and Abundance, Including Money. And I deliberately made it that way so that people would come to the class. If I told you we were having a class on self-esteem, everyone would say, I don't need it, I have plenty of self-esteem. You know, and that's one of the biggest lies we tell ourselves. One of the biggest lies we tell ourselves, that we're filled with self-esteem. Very few people are filled with self-esteem. Or if they are, it only is fleeting. Because we can all have our self-esteem taken from us very quickly. So we have to build our self-esteem constantly. We have to hold ourselves in the highest of esteem, the way this thing called God does. And we have to use that. So, we build our own self-esteem all the time. We're the ones who do that. By keeping our promises, by living in integrity, by doing those things. And we know what we're doing. And we know when we hurt our own self-esteem. So it's going to boil down to, what are you thinking about yourself all the time? Are you always thinking good thoughts about yourself? Are you allowing into your mind only thoughts that heal you, bless you, and prosper you? You see, you don't need any of the other thoughts. You just don't need them. The whole idea of this metaphysics is to learn to think the thoughts that you want to think. To learn to think the thoughts that you want to think. We are not told that. We allow thoughts into our minds that come from other people or just come through our minds. And we think, oh, I must do something with that thought. You don't have to do anything with any thought that comes through your mind. You do not have to act on it. What you have to do is learn to produce the thought that you want to think. But only you can do that. You see, I can tell you that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter all day long. But until you accept that, until your mind throws that up automatically, we don't train ourselves to think correctly. We train ourselves to just let anything come and go through our mind. Hateful, mean, spiteful things come in and out of our mind. We have control over that. We have control over that. We are the ones that can stop any thought. And we can think any thought that we want to think. So why do you want to think a thought that wouldn't heal you, bless you, or prosper you? If you want to think those thoughts about yourself, do you think you're living in self-esteem? No. You're wrecking your self-esteem. So learn to think what you want to think about yourself. Not what anybody else wants to think. Not what the world wants to think. What you want to think about yourself. Okay. This month, the theme is, as children. And why did I pick that as a theme? Because as a child, you all believed in Santa Claus. You all believed in the Tooth Fairy. And when you believed in Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy, that's something under your pillow. And Santa Claus certainly gave you a gift of some sort. And then as you grew up, you said, well, my parents did that, or this person did that, and there's no such thing as Santa Claus. And there's no such thing as Santa Claus. You see, many people say, well, there's no such thing as God, somebody else is doing that. You see, God is working in, as, and through people. That is how you're going to find God, through somebody else. You see, if you want something, somebody may give that to you. And you say, oh, well, that person gave it to you. But that was God that gave it to you. So if you go back and think of the things when you were a little child, you absolutely believed in Santa Claus. So if you absolutely believe in God, and then you allow God to use all the channels that are available, that means every human being on this planet is a channel for your good to come to you. So when you run into somebody, look at them and say, this could be the channel through which all my good is coming to me. Instead of looking at somebody and saying, oh, they have nothing to offer. They have nothing to offer. You see, everyone has something to offer. Everyone has something to offer. No man is your friend. No man is your enemy. All men are your teachers. Everyone is here to teach us something, because you're running into God constantly. That's all there is out there, is God. And you must start to see that. But we see all the other things, you see. We say how mean and hateful people are. People cannot be mean and hateful. They just can't be mean and hateful. Because God is in there somewhere. And God is going to work through those people. But we do that with our perceptions. You see. What we are thinking is what we are seeing. So if you want to see something, start to think about it differently. Start to perceive things differently. Especially when it comes to prosperity and abundance and money. Start to see money as always flowing in your life. It's always coming to you. What do most people see? Money is always going out. Always going out. Always going out. Now, if you see money going out all the time, what do you think you're going to manifest? Money going out all the time. You have to see money coming in all the time. You have to see money coming in. Your consciousness is causing everything in your life. What do I mean by that? That's a combination of what you are thinking, what you are feeling. Build your consciousness. So, how are you feeling about money? How are you feeling about abundance and prosperity? The world right now tells you that money is very scarce. You know that's an out-and-out lie. Money is never scarce. And money is never the issue. We always find money. We always find money. So don't buy in to what the world is telling you at the present moment. Remember, you're creating the world, and you're creating your own personal world, or your own personal universe, or your own personal reality. You are the one that's creating. And you're doing that, of course, with this mind that we have. And how are you using your mind? How are you using your mind? Are you seeing yourself as a child here on this plane of action, having a wonderful time? Or do you think, oh no, I'm a grown up and I have to do it all myself? You see? If I thought that, I wouldn't get out of bed in the morning. I like to get up and think, oh, what a wonderful day I'm going to have today. How am I going to play today? Because I believe I'm the fun and entertainment committee, and God is the ways and means. So I go have fun while God figures out all this other nonsense that goes on out there, so that my abundance of prosperity keeps coming to me. These are the things that you have to think about in your mind. If we say that this power, this thing called the universe, called God, knows everything, can do everything, can give us everything, then why don't we have it? Because we think we have to do it ourselves. We think we have to be the grown-up. Why don't you think of yourself as a child again? A living, live in that wonderment of a child. And use this wonderful tool called your imagination so that you can bring into your life what you want. So that you can say, all things are possible with God. I know all things are possible with God. And then let God work in as and through you so that you can achieve what you want. You believed before. So believe again. And you'll have the things that you want. It's going to be done unto you as you believe. Always. And you have to do it yourself. No one else can do it for you. Life is a do-it-yourself project. But it's a wonderful project. And you have enough information and enough knowledge to be able to use it. But we get off track all the time by thinking we have it all to do ourselves instead of allowing this power to take care of you. To trust it enough, to have enough faith in it, so that it will protect you, and it will give you all the things that your heart desires. You see, this thing called God does not give you a desire without giving you the means to make that desire come true. We're not talking about a cruel God here. We're not talking about a capricious God here. We're talking about a God that loves you and wants to give you everything. So we have to learn to accept that. So if this thing called God works in, as, and through us, it can only work in, as, and through our consciousness. Through our belief system, you see. So you have to change your belief. You have to change your belief about yourself and about the world around you. You see. That you're not here to suffer. This is not hard work. But you're here to enjoy yourself. That it's easy work. And that things come to you. Easily and effortlessly and under grace. Instead of thinking, oh, I have to struggle. I have to kill myself for this, that, and the other thing. Things are so scarce. Everyone is out to get me. Whatever your mind is telling you. That is all lies. All lies. You have to become a witness to your own thinking. To be able to hear and see what you're saying to yourself all the time. What you're saying to yourself all the time. You see? But become as little children. Build up that imagination that you have. Allow this thing to take care of you. Allow it to give you something. You know, when we were children, we wanted to grow up so quickly so that we could take care of ourselves. We wanted to take care of ourselves. I can do it myself. Don't help me. Why do we want to be that way? Say, we have a friend. This thing called God is a friend. It'll help you all the time. Just ask it. and as believing in this thing called God, we'll do that for you. We'll do that for you. This thing called metaphysics is not a difficult thing. There are many books on it. There are many takes on it. You can do all kinds of things, or read all kinds of things about metaphysics. But the main thing about metaphysics is that your word has power, and that your thoughts go someplace and do something. They do not return to you void. So, you must become an artist with your thinking and learn to paint the mental picture of what you want to bring into your life. And if you can paint that and hold that, it will come in to your life. It will come in to your life. But I think the most wonderful thing, we all want things, but what we really want is peace of mind. And what we really want is to truly like ourselves, to truly love ourselves, to say, you know, I am awesome. This is what we're striving for. The rest of it doesn't matter. You can work and make tons of money. You can do all that other stuff. But unless you're content with yourself and you really like yourself, what good does it do? See, you can stuff yourself full of all kinds of things, thinking it'll make me better. And if I finally have this, I'll be perfect. You have to realize that you're already perfect. You have to realize that you're already whole, complete, and perfect. You see. And then all these other things will be added unto you. All these things will be added unto you. You see. Metaphysics is a very strange thing, you know. People say, oh, yes, you think very positive. That's very, you know, that's one of the things of metaphysics. It's not one of the things of metaphysics. It's a byproduct. If you get into metaphysics, you have to start to think positive. It just becomes natural, it becomes a byproduct of you because you like yourself. You see, because you're starting to like yourself, you can realize, oh, I have to think positive about things. You see, what you're all looking for is the byproduct. You see, money is a byproduct. Money is a byproduct of something, it's a byproduct of your consciousness. Once you know that the world is prosperous and abundant, money is the byproduct of knowing that. So you have to know something. You have to know something about yourself. So you have to change your mind. And that's a little slogan that they have in metaphysics. Change your mind, change your life. But we're talking here about the subconscious mind. It's easy for the conscious mind to change. It's a little more difficult sometimes for it to drop down into the subconscious mind, because we have been taught for so many years wrong things, and we've accepted those things, and they're dwelling in our subconscious mind. So we learn to get rid of them. We learn to get rid of them. The other thing to remember is, you know, there's no thing, nobody, nothing outside of your own consciousness. All the foes that man have are of his own household. What does that mean? All the foes that man have are of his own household. It means your thinking. What's going on in your thinking? There's where all the problems lie. There's where all the enemies lie. There's where all the friends lie. So you have to sort through that thinking, through that subconscious mind, and say, what am I really thinking? Do I really believe that we live in an abundant universe where I can have all the money I want? You see? Do you really think that? So you have to train yourself again to think those thoughts. You're the one that can change your thinking. So you look around and you say, am I getting what I want from life? And if the answer is no, then change your thinking. That's what it requires. Change your thinking about it. How many people start out with something and somebody talks them out of it? You see, don't allow people to talk you out of that. If you absolutely believe that all things are possible with God, then stick to that. Then stick to that. Don't allow the economy to tell you that that's not true. Don't allow doctors to tell you that that's not true. All the scientific stuff and all the educated people in the world have loads of things to tell you. But I'm here to tell you that all things are possible with God. So when they tell you, you can't do it, look them in the eye and say, watch me. Watch me. I can do this because I'm awesome. I'm an awesome human being. And then become that awesome human being. Become that awesome human being. So you see in September, a start of a whole new way of thinking, a whole new life can open up for you. Because we keep coming to these classes, and they really, I enjoy them to no end. But we have to apply it. We have to do something so that our life changes. So that our life changes. You see, metaphysics is more than just a happy hour. It's something to be used for the rest of your life so that you can have what you want. So that you can have what you want. And it's going to have to start with you. It's going to have to start with this thing called self-esteem. Called self-esteem. And where we have lost that and how we have lost that doesn't matter. You see, we can blame it on everybody or we can blame it on nobody. And the best suggestion I would have is to give up blame altogether. Don't blame anything on anybody else. Take full responsibility for it yourself and work on it, and it will go away. If you allow it to be somebody else's responsibility, now it's outside of you and there's nothing you can do about it whatsoever. Nothing you can do about it whatsoever. You're saying. So if somebody told you something years ago, that was their opinion. And that's all that was. But now, what do you think about yourself? Remember, Eleanor Roosevelt said, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Without your consent, you have to buy into all that stuff. Don't buy into somebody else's opinion. Hold what you want. Create your own universe. Create your own reality with your thinking. With your thinking. I often have to say to people, thank God I don't live in your universe. Because they tell me all kinds of crazy things. All kinds of crazy things. I had a friend over on Sunday. He's very much into money. Investing in all this. And he said somebody told him, an economist, that we're going to go into inflation and it's going to be 12%. I said to him, well, you live there. I'm going to live someplace else. Now, why are you bringing that into your mind? So it hasn't happened yet. And it won't happen if you get it out of your consciousness. If you get it out of your consciousness, it cannot happen. The only thing that ever happens to you happens It's because of what you're thinking. It's what you're thinking. You don't have to buy into that. You don't have to buy into that. And it cannot come into your reality. But we have race mind out there, or collective consciousness. And we get enough people thinking the same way. And this is what happens. We have inflation, we have this, we have that. Everything's done with thinking. Everything's done with consciousness. It just looks, because of the appearance out there, that something else is causing it. But the oil prices are up because of this set air thing. They're up because of the way we're thinking. They're up because of the way we're thinking. You see, once you can read the newspaper and watch television and realize that it's a mental world we're living in, then you can look at the thing correctly. You see, all a mental world. It's all done with the mind. So learn to change your mind and learn to see yourself correctly. Learn to see yourself as the awesome individual that you truly are. And learn to give yourself what you want. Learn to nurture yourself. Learn to love yourself. Give yourself permission to have what you want. Don't deny yourself. And here again, remember, use wisdom with all this. Everything boils down to using wisdom. You know, you don't go rush out and write $1 million worth of checks if you don't have $1 million. Manifest $1 million first, and then start writing the checks. But you can do that mentally, and then make it come to you. You can make it come to you. It's a mental world. You're using your mind all the time. So use your mind correctly, or what they call with right thinking. And right thinking means to hold yourself in the highest of esteem and not buy in to what the world is telling you. You see, we cannot say that there's this thing called, oh, this is an animal from something else. Just a big flash came through my mind. I watched that horrible convention. And the reason why I say it's horrible, the reason why I get upset with those things, is they constantly bring God into it. They're saying. And they constantly are blaming God, or in God we trust, or this country, whatever they're doing. And it just rings hollow to me. It just rings hollow to me. I don't believe that those people knew God up one side or down the other. They just mouth different things so that people think, oh, well, God's involved, so it must be all right. You see, God's involved in everything. God is for every country, you see. God doesn't love America any more than God loves any other country. God doesn't like one race more than God likes any other race. But we constantly have to bring this in somehow. So, anyway, enough of that. It just always gets to me when they want to bring God into something. God is already in everything. You don't have to bring God into anything. It's just, you just don't have to do that. All right, let me give you some cards here that I have. The law always stands back of a man who spends fearlessly with wisdom. What does that mean? Fearlessly with wisdom. That means you don't penny pinch. You don't, if you're out, say, oh, let's give the waitress only $1. You see? You must spend freely, but with wisdom. So you're telling yourself everything that you do, your spirit is watching. Did you know that? Your spirit's watching everything you do. So if you're holding back something, what do you think that does to your spirit? But it's done with wisdom. You know, you cannot be cheap and expect to have money. You cannot be cheap and expect to have money. So the law always stands back of a man who spends fearlessly with wisdom. If you wish to be rich, you must be orderly. If you wish to be rich, you must be orderly. What does that mean? How many people organize their money when they put it in their wallet? Ones, fives, tens, twenties. And do you train put all the faces going the same way? Yes. That's being ordered. Some people just have it. You have to do something like that with your money. I'm very I revere money. And I treat it beautifully. I always straighten out all the corners. I always do all that kind of stuff. You must see money differently. You're saying. And then when you're giving that money out, what are you always saying to yourself? Yes, tell them.
God bless and multiply this money.
Yes. God bless and multiply this money quickly. It's going out so that it comes back to you. Multiply. Multiply. One of the other little things that you should remember is man was meant to be able to multiply. And we do multiply constantly. But we usually multiply negativity. We usually multiply all the things that we don't want instead of learning that your power to multiply also is for positive things, for more things, for the money. Man has the power to heal, to bless, and to multiply. That does not mean have children. That's a different religion. You have the power to heal, to bless, and to multiply. So ask yourself, what am I multiplying in my life? Am I multiplying the good? Am I always talking about the good? Or am I talking about the bad and am I multiplying the bad all the time? You see? That's how you multiply something. So you multiply your money the same way. Treat it. Know that it's going out. Treat it well. And know that it's going out and coming back to you. Money is God in action. And you must see it as God in action. When you pay a bill cheerfully. Why do you pay a bill cheerfully? Because you realize if you're paying the utility company that money is not going to that utility company and they're just hoarding it. Now they have to pay their employees and that's paying other people and you're feeding children and you're doing this with your money. See your money in service. See your money as God going out to do something good. Not, oh, hell, I hate paying this bill. No. Don't hate paying a bill. Learn to love to pay your bills. See? Different attitude, different way to look at things. Man cannot force, oh, I love this one. Man cannot force the external to be what he is not. Man cannot force the external to be what he is not. Always is going to start inside of you. The external, what you're looking at, you're creating from the inside. But we want to change something on the outside of life. You can change nothing on the outside of life. Give that idea up. It will get you nowhere. You'll waste years. How many people have been in a relationship and tried to change something? If that doesn't prove it to you, nothing else will. Nothing else will. You cannot work with the external life. You can only work with the internal life, your life. And when you start to see yourself in a different light, when you start to realize that you are awesome, that you're wonderful, then things change on the outside of life. And the person that you want to change will change when you change your perspective of that person. Because we do not see with our eyes, people. We see with our mind. It's a mental world that we live in. And that's the biggest thing to remember. And you see the world tricks us into thinking all the time that it's something else. That it's something else. That it's your mind that's doing it. The subconscious, being simply power without direction, carries out orders without questioning. The subconscious mind, our subconscious mind, is connected to what we call the superconscious mind, or the mind of God. In another lesson, I told you that the subconscious mind is the soul, is your soul. You see, and it's connected to the mind of God. So you want to learn to think God thoughts after it. You want your subconscious mind to hold you in the highest of esteem. You want your subconscious mind to always see you as whole and complete and perfect, so that when you need that, it comes up. It comes up in your mind. Okay, what do I mean by that? We'll do the old thing again. Your mind is here. Just always talking. Telling you something. So years ago, my mind would say to me when the alarm clock went off in the morning, "All right, Dallas, you better get up. You're never going to make anything out of yourself. You're nothing but a lazy loungeless. Now get out of bed." Now it went away. Oh my goodness. I must be a lazy loungeless. I'm never going to make anything out of myself. Because I started to believe my mind. I started to believe my mind. Now, when the my alarm clock was off, it's good morning, guys. You're going to have a wonderful day. How did that happen? I trained myself. You must learn to think the thoughts that you want to think. You must train yourself. So if you've had the same thought about yourself for years, change that thought. Try it in the morning. Now, the other thing that I do is always do my affirmations in the morning before my feet. As soon as my eyes, as soon as I start to wake up in the morning, I immediately say I can do all things through God which strengthens me. The next one is, I believe. And the next one is, today I will judge nothing that occurs. I've been working on this one, these, for 15 years probably now. The first two I can get. That third one, you know, sometimes I can't even get to the bathroom before I've already lost. I've already judged something, you see. That isn't right, you see. You know? See, I watch my mind do something, and I can change it. You are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use, but it tricks you into thinking it's you all the time. Don't let it do that to you. Take control of your thinking. Take control of your mind. And learn to think the thought that you want to think. Learn to think that thought. Ah. Man should watch himself hourly to detect if his motive for action is fear or faith. Fear or faith. What are you thinking? Fear or faith. Only ever two choices. Only ever two choices. I believe that's in the Course in Miracles. How are you thinking? Love or faith, I think they say. Or love or fear.
Love or fear.
Love or fear, they say, yes. So, are you into fear or are you into faith? And you know when you're into fear. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I can't pay that. Oh, the money won't come. Now, how are you going to make a demonstration? And how are you going to allow this thing called God to work in as and through you if you're into fear? If you're into fear. Won't happen. Man's supply is inexhaustible and unfailing when fully trusted. But faith or trust must precede the demonstration. You must have faith and trust in this thing called God. You all know about God. All your life you've heard about God. Many of you go to church, you do all this kind of stuff. Then you never use God. You never use God. Remember my statement? Everyone knows that God is mighty, but how many people know that God is useful and that you can use God? You see? It's all right to be mighty. But what good does that do you? You see? I want a God that I can use. I want a God that's doing things for me. And you can have that. One of the ways to do that is to give up the idea that you're fully grown, that you're these adults, and you have all this intelligence and all this knowledge and all this kind of stuff, and start seeing yourself again as a child filled with imagination, filled with wonder, and know that you can have what you want. That you can have what you want. When you were children, you had that imagination. And regards even people who came from poverty, children were able to get what they wanted. They were able. When you were a child, somehow you got what you wanted. How did this happen? Because of this thing called God. Because of this thing called God. So, be children. Have fun with your life. Have fun with this wonderful world that you live in. And see yourself having what you want. It starts with you. It starts inside of you. It starts with your thinking. So hold yourself in the highest of esteem. Know that you are a unique individual, that you are the rarest of the rare, that there is no one like you. There never was, and there never will be, you see. Just like snowflakes. There's only ever one snowflake. Isn't that wonderful? No two snowflakes are alike. Through all the billions of years that snowflakes have been falling on this planet, no two snowflakes have ever been alike. Once you realize how unique you are, how awesome you are, you give up comparing yourself. You see, the mind, the mortal mind, loves to compare. Well, he is. He looks better than I do. Well, his teeth are straight and mine are this and that. And this and that, you know. Whatever the mind, don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to yourself. Love yourself as the unique individual that you are. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and therein's the lesson. Thank you.